Thousands of Philadelphia students who depend on SEPTA to get to school will have to find alternative transportation later this month as major service cuts are set to take effect August 24th. State Representative Jordan Harris joined other Philly area Democrats who rallied today to call for their Republican counterparts in the Senate to approve funding for the cash-strapped transit agency.
There are far too many parents who are now wondering how their kids will get to school. There are far too many seniors wondering how they'll get to their doctor's appointment, and there's far too many Pennsylvanians wondering how they're going to get to work. And so this is not a crisis of our creating, and it doesn't need to be a crisis. This could all be fixed with getting back to Harrisburg and funding mass transit at the levels that are necessary.
SEPTA is looking for state funding to fill a more than $200 million budget shortfall. Without that, major service cuts will be put into effect. The African American Chamber of Commerce of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware is creating a dedicated back office for its members. This is because the vast majority of Black-owned businesses don't have full-time employees but might require contract services as they grow. Here's Chamber CEO Regina Hairston.
We have a growth strategy in place where we're working with the General Assembly to be able to stand up a back office for our members. CPAs, the accounting, lawyers, HR, and marketing provided by the Chamber, where they can take advantage of that while they're growing.
A back office is an area in which administrative work is carried out and doesn't involve working directly with customers. Hairston says administrative support can be crucial for any business which wants to contract with local government. Checking sports, Phillies begin a 3-game series at home against the Baltimore Orioles tonight. First pitch, 6:45. Jesus Luzardo gets the start for the Fightins. Baltimore will tap Cade Povich. Forecast for the overnight, partly cloudy, temperatures dipping to the mid-60s. This is WHYY.